I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, did Bobby Riggs throw his match against Billie Jean King? But first, among the U.S. players departing the U.S. Open at Flushing Meadows early were Venus Williams and James Blake. The latter has announced his retirement. If you've noticed a dearth of U.S. players among the tennis elite, you are not alone. Tom Perrotta has too, and in his recent Wall Street Journal column, America's Sputtering Tennis Factory, he chronicles the recent failures of the U.S. Tennis Association to develop top talent. Tom, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hi, thanks for having me.
In 2008, the USTA opened a full-time, all-expenses-paid academy in Boca Raton, Florida, where the country's best junior tennis players would live and train. The goal was to field more competitive players, so what went wrong?
They've had a lot of difficulty, especially with younger players. For the first time, they were trying to get kids who were really young, 12, 13, 14, and see if they could keep them in a place for a long time and group them all together and have them feed off each other and develop that way. But they had a lot of turnover. Parents and players complained often that they were pushed too hard. There was one lawsuit from a young girl who said she was trained too hard and sort of pushed to lose weight. This is what she claims in her lawsuit. And she was, you know, reacted in a bulimic way. And what they've done since then now is they're stepping back and they're going to work with older kids, and they're not going to have as many kids live there full time. Next year, they're only going to have 3 kids living there full time when they used to have, I think their high number was 18.
The academy was formed largely because European tennis players have dominated tennis worldwide for years. But as Patrick McEnroe, the general manager of the USTA's player development program, admits, there's no one way that European countries approach the development of talent. So how should the USTA change its program?
It's very hard to say. Look at Serbia, for example. They have the number one male player in the world right now. And in the last several years, they've had 2 different women become the number one ranked player in the world. Their tennis federation is almost non-existent. No money, really had no role in the development of any of those players. There's very few courts in the country. The weather is not good for tennis. You look at that and you say, well, it's very hard to say what you actually do need to make a good tennis player, other than the right athlete picking up at the right age, somehow stumbling upon the right coach and sticking with it.
Which is a tough thing to organize and orchestrate.
Very hard. No one's really done this all that well. The best system is in France. They have the most well-organized and structured system, and they do have a lot of players, but they don't win a lot of Grand Slam titles. And their most recent winner, Marion Bartoli, who actually just retired, she won Wimbledon this year, she was very much an outside-the-system player. She trained with her father, very unconventional way, two-handed, forehand, and backhand, and grew up with the federation saying, this player is not going to win playing like this. That's ridiculous.
USTA Chairman, CEO, and President David Haggerty is quoted in your piece as saying that his organization has helped American tennis in recent years. How so?
Well, I think their belief is that they're touching a lot more kids. They're doing a lot in coaching education, too. There's a lot of other things that the USTA is involved in, trying to grow the game, trying to get more people playing, educating coaches. I mean, people bicker about whether more or all of their money should be devoted to that rather than actually trying to train elite players. It's hard in the U.S. There's a lot of other sports for good athletes, football, basketball, baseball, and all of them, frankly, have more money in them than tennis. Tennis has no guaranteed money. If you're not good and you don't win, you don't earn any money.
Tom Perrotta is a Wall Street Journal reporter, and you can find a link to America's Sputtering Tennis Factory by visiting onlyagame.org. Tom, thanks very much for talking with me.
Oh, thanks for having me on.